Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Creepy's special presentation of Scare You to Sleep starts now.
Hello, and welcome to Scare You to Sleep. I'm your host, Shelby Scott, and I'm here to read you a bedtime story. This week I have for you the tale of an influencer who probably should have read the fine print of her contract before taking on that too-good-to-be-true brand deal. An all-inclusive trip on a brand new cruise ship. Please enjoy The Aedes.
The following audio you're about to hear was recovered from a Sony EVZ1 camera. The video was unsalvageable. Story to follow.
What is up, Cam Fam? This is day one of my cruise vlog series. I wanted to thank my sponsor for the series, Influencer Cruises. Influencer Cruises is a new cruise line where you get to live like an influencer. So many of you say to me, Cameron, I wish I could have your life, and guess what? Now you can. 4 6 nights and 7 days anyway. And here she is. We are walking up the ramp to the ship, the Aedes. This is a brand new ship, and you guys, like, all of it is top of the line. And I am so excited to bring you along with me. Oh my god! As you can see, as soon as you step on, there are several adorable photo ops available. Perfect for the Influencer 5. I can already see my girl Gemma. Gemma from Gemma's Travels up there getting the party started. Hey girl! Girl, how do you already have a drink?
I'm passing them out over there.
Okay. Let's go grab a drink. Okay, so the waiter said this is called a like and subscribe. Isn't that so cute? It's coconut rum, blue curacao, pineapple juice with blue luster dust. See how sparkly it is? Oh my god, and it's all like a slushy on top. Ah, this is so great! Okay, I've also been informed that they are passing out hors d'oeuvres and apps on the pool deck, so let's drop our stuff, and we'll do a room tour later. Don't worry. Of course, I'm going to do a room tour, and we can join the send-off party. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing a video. Just do, like we're going to do, like, 5 seconds of, like, cute posing. It's going to be an insert shot, and I can use it on Insta. Like, I'm going to stitch together a bunch of them with whoever I run into.
God.
Yeah, it's going to be so cute, right? Yeah, it's super cute. I've done it before.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm filming, but you guys can talk. No, I'm going to do a voiceover. I'm just getting a shot of all of our food. Is it just me, or are these drinks literally so gross? If this shit wasn't free, I'd be so pissed. I literally took a sip of that blue one and just left it sitting somewhere. Yeah. No, I didn't even try the pink one. I'm just using it for the shot. It goes cute with the flower on my plate. Okay. Okay, cool. Thanks. Yeah, yeah, you got, go ahead, you guys.
No,
time for a room tour. Hey, babe. Yeah, no, we haven't shipped off yet, so I still have signal. No, I miss you too so much. I wish you could have come. No, I'm not trying to guilt you. I know you have to work. I just miss you. Yeah. It's okay. The food is meh. Oh my god, the drinks are awful. And I don't trust the water. Like, I was thinking about it, and I just don't want to get sick. Yeah, you hear all this awful shit about, like, cruises and, like, where are they even getting the water from? What if it's, like, foreign water? You know what they say about... No, I know we boarded in America, but, like, the boat came from somewhere else. Yeah, you get it. Like, I'm just sticking to bottled. They carry Perrier, so I'm good. Taylor, Gemma, Tyler, Ariana, oh my god, ew, I forgot to tell you, Kyle and Ricky, yeah, you know those twins? They do, like, the pranks? Yeah, they're here. Can you believe that? No, I'm staying away from them. I refuse to be in a fucking prank video. I'm honestly kind of pissed they're here. I think I might complain. I don't know, like... Who is this fucking marketing person who would invite someone who's just going to make your other guests uncomfortable? No, like, it couldn't hurt. I mean, I know, yeah, they sponsored the video, but, like, I'm not going to do it on camera. I'm just going to say something. I'm just going to email them, like, once I get the Wi-Fi set up and stuff. Yeah, like, I don't know, just... No, last time they, like, threw pudding on a girl, I'm not going to do that. Oh my god, I also heard that Jessica is here. Jessica S. No, I know we don't have to whisper. I'm in my room. Ears are everywhere. Anyway, like, that, there's a balcony, and, like, what if we share a balcony? Like, Jessica S. The one who got canceled for... Yes, that one. It's only been, like, 4 months since her apology video. Like, no, I wouldn't be showing my face. But I guess she needs content. I mean, I heard she lost, like, 500,000 followers after that. So she's probably scrambling for views. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, go get some rest. I'll try to call you when I get Wi-Fi set up. Or, oh yeah, I know you'll be busy. But, like, you know, we can talk sometimes. Like, I'd like to say goodnight to you if I can. Okay, I'm gonna go do this room tour. Yeah, I have to be at the club at 10 at this thing. Love you. Love you. Ah, shit. Room tour time, guys. Okay, so I am staying in the iconic suite, right? Yes, the iconic suite. The names, I'm telling you. As soon as you step on board, you are going to feel just like an influencer. Like, this is my everyday, and even I feel special. So, as you walk in, let's go. Okay, I'm going to start from the outside, and we're going to walk in. Okay. So, you walk in. Isn't the door pretty? Like, the way they decorated the ship, everything is so cute. Like, the details. Like, I just feel like a celebrity or something. I mean...
I guess I, like, kind of am.
But, like, you know, like, a real one, like, a big one. I don't know. Okay. So, I'm still just like you guys, okay? I know I have, like, all my cam fam, but I am still just as excited and just as down to earth as you guys. Okay. And, you know, enough of that. So, we see the door. Okay. Walking in. And to our right, check out this bathroom, y'all. Fucking Christ. Again? Hi.
Miss Dupuy, we were so sorry to hear about your dissatisfaction with the beverages on board, we want to offer you this complimentary flight of cocktails, smoothies, and fountain drinks, so that perhaps you can find something to your liking to enjoy for the rest of your stay.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm really trying to cut back on sugar. This is so much. This is a whole cart. I'm actually in the middle of a video, and that's kind of the thing, like, you guys wanted me to take videos, so I'm in the middle of a video, and I'm just gonna stick to water. Thanks.
Perfect. We brought a pitcher of ice water to cleanse your palate in between your beverage tasting menu. We will leave it inside for you.
No, thank you. Like I said, I'm in the middle of a video. We can do this. Maybe just pass it out next door. I bet they would love it. It's really great. But no, thank you. Okay?
We insist, Miss Dupuy. My men will go inside now.
No. No, no, no. Please don't come inside. Please don't come inside. Please don't. Okay, I guess set them on the table. Yeah, sure. Hey, this kind of feels a little violating. I don't really want all this. And look, you know what? Can I speak to someone? Can I speak to a manager or something? I just boarded and I feel like I'm already having a lot of issues and I'm not feeling very like influencer or feeling very much like influencing, if you get my drift. Like, I can totally say this. I did not promise to give a glowing review, and this part can go. You just barged into my room and left a bunch of drinks here, like a cart full of fucking drinks. Like, what is going on? Excuse me. Hello? Okay, you're ignoring me now. You knew how to speak a little earlier. You have a French accent. Is it because I don't know French? Like, what is happening? Hello? What the fuck just happened? What the fuck? Hey, boo. I'm on my way to the help center. Want to come with?
No.
I hit record again on accident. This fucking camera. Hi. Yeah. I'd like to file a complaint. Well, I have several, but I have a whole cart of drinks in my room that I did not order. I don't care that they were complimentary. I'm being paid to be here. Everything is complimentary. I'm Cameron Dupree.
Cameron Dupree?
I have 6 million viewers and I can make or break an entire fucking company with one video. I am being called and I would like the drinks removed. Yes. I would like the drinks removed. I would like the staffer who delivered the drinks, some French person, to never come to my suite again. In fact, I'd like to file an official harassment complaint. Despite me telling them not to come into my room, they pushed past me with two other workers who were pushing the cart. I'm a woman, alone, on a fucking cruise ship. Would that make you feel safe? You're a woman. Would you feel safe in that situation? I'm filming this, by the way. I'm filming, in case it needed for my lawyers when we get back. This is fucking ridiculous. Can you fucking believe this? Let me speak to your supervisor. This is absolutely ludicrous, and I will have your job and Frenchie's job as soon as this fucking boat docks. No, I have to do a voiceover too. It's so fucking loud. But I have to get this club stuff. My contract said they wanted me to focus on the party vibe, or whatever. Yours did too? Yeah, oh my god. Did you fucking see what she was wearing? Hey, Gemma, look, this didn't come from me, but some people think your accent is fake.
You're being a bitch, Cameron.
No, I'm not being a bitch. I heard it from someone else.
Whatever.
They said you were born in England, but left when you were like 6 months old, and that your parents are American, and that's why you never show them on your channel. Fuck you. I'm just repeating what I heard.
Are you recording this?
No, I'm not recording. Oh, shit. Dude, this new camera, I keep fucking doing that. Sorry. Gemma, oh my god, don't stop. I'm not gonna use it, Gemma. Come on. Hey, Camp Fam. Come with me to breakfast on our first full day on the ship. We are officially out to sea, nothing but blue surrounding us. I spent the morning doing yoga on my private balcony, and now I'm off to meet some friends for breakfast at one of the 6 onboard restaurants. This morning we've chosen, well, the breakfast bar, where they serve breakfast morning, noon, and night. So that means after dancing your booty off at Club Onyx, you can come have some late night pancakes. This hallway is so empty. Looks like I'm the late riser who's late to breakfast, so I better hurry up before they get started without me. All right, future Cam, roll that breakfast B-roll. Editing note, Jordan, just place all the breakfast footage in here and I'll send you a voiceover. Sorry, this is just so much VO you have to layer. This fucking boat is just too loud and crowded.
You're being a bitch, girlfriend.
No, thank you. I don't want any ice water. I would just like a bottle of Perrier or any sort of bottled water. No ice water. Do you hear me? I don't want ice water. I want bottled water.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Cam Fam. This is such a hard video to make, but, you know I need to give you my honest opinion. Sponsored video or not. I've always promised to tell you the truth, and I am going to tell you the truth. This cruise, to be honest, has been nothing but issues, and, let me just tell you what's happened so far. So, we're headed into day 3 tomorrow, and we're supposed to be stopping on the island on day 4, and I just may stay on there and find a different way back to Florida, because this is not what I was expecting at all. First of all, so I'm here the first day, and Jordan, my editor, will insert the footage right after this, but I just wanted to give some context before we put this in. So I was trying to give you guys a room tour, which I haven't even done yet. I haven't even done a room tour. I'm so sorry, but this is just, I was trying to do a room tour, and I get a knock on my door, and there's this member of the cruise staff standing there with 2 men who are pushing this huge cart full of drinks. Just a crazy amount of drinks. It was like Cokes and smoothies and cocktails and just every fucking drink you could think of. And he's just like, oh, I did not hear. I heard that you had a bad experience with our cocktails or something like that, apparently, which is even creepier because I am so sorry, but in confidence, I told my friends that the cocktails on here are just not what I was expecting. They're sugary, they're gross, I just didn't like them, okay? So, again, quietly, to my friends, I tell them I'm just not into the drinks. That's fine. I'm going to drink bottled water. As you guys know, I have been trying to cut back on sugar and alcohol anyway, so I was like, that's fine. I'm going to drink bottled water. I'm not really into, like, the ice water because I don't really know where the water comes from, and, like, you guys can make fun of me, but, like, I don't know. I just kind of got, like, in the moment into my head, and I just didn't know where the water came from, so I decided I was just going to drink bottled water. And so this guy just shows up. He just shows up with all these drinks. And I'm like, hey, like, no, I don't want these drinks. I don't want these complimentary drinks. I don't care. And they push past me into my room and drop off all these fucking drinks into my room. I don't know what to do. So I go to customer service and I'm like, hey, I'd like to file a complaint for harassment. Okay, Jordan, can you put in the footage right here of the interaction? And then I will come back and tell you how my customer service went. Okay, here, right here, Jordan.
Oh, that's funny, guys. Oh, God.
So, okay, so you've seen it now. and I go to customer service, and I film that too, but I'm not going to play that because I'm going to save that for my lawyers, because I'm definitely going to be contacting my lawyers, and I tell them I want to file a complaint. I want to file a complaint about this behavior. I mean, come on, this was just ridiculous to force their way into my room. And so I file the complaint, but then they don't let me file the complaint. Do you know what I'm saying? I go to file the complaint and they just don't let me. They just say that everything is fine, and everything's fine, and there was nothing that was done wrong, and it was just, they were just trying to give me complimentary drinks because they knew I wasn't happy with their service, which was, again, how did they know that? Are there cameras everywhere? How were they listening to my conversations, my private conversations with my friends? Okay, so then, I go to breakfast this morning, and three of my friends, friends is kind of a strong word, but like three of my acquaintances from, you know, from the internet and around, and like I've seen them around, they have nosebleeds this morning at breakfast. Like insane nosebleeds. Like they were disgusting, and it was like not just like little bits of blood running out of the nose because I don't know, seasickness? I don't know. They were like chunks of blood. It was like just like goopy and chunky, and it was coming out of their nose. My friend Ariana, we were sitting there at breakfast, and her fucking nose just starts exploding with these, like, I don't even know, it was just these globules, these round globules. I guess they were like blood clots. I don't know what they were. So I leave breakfast, and I'm just like, I didn't even film anything. I didn't even film much about breakfast. So I just come to my room, and I'm like, you know what? It's fine. You know, they're, I don't know, Cruz is sick or something. And so I come to my room, I put on my bathing suit. Oh my god, you guys, I got the cutest suit. I got several, I have like 12 that I got, and I'm just like, I haven't even shown any of them off. So I could put on one of my suits, I go to the pool, and I'm like, I'm gonna show off the pool, right? Because you guys want to see the pool. And so I'm gonna show off the pool, and I'm just laying there, and there's just like, they just keep coming up to me with ice water. They keep coming up to me with these pitchers of fucking ice water, and they're like, ma'am, you need to drink ice water. It's like they're coming at me left and right every, I am not kidding you, every minute and a half. Please, ma'am, drink ice water. It's for your safety. You need to stay hydrated. Again, I'm asking them for bottled water, and they are refusing. They're just refusing. I'm telling them, no, I would only drink Perrier. And then, of course, they say no. Like, look. Okay, maybe the pool bar didn't carry Perrier. That's fine. I was like, any bottled water. I'll take any bottled water. And they're saying no. They're saying no. They're insisting I drink this fucking ice water. And, like, I'm just not going to do that. And, like, I just don't know. Hold on. Did you hear that? God, someone's at the door.
Cameron.
It's Gemma.
Cameron, please open the door.
Hold on, Cam Pam. I'm gonna leave this running. Jordan or lawyers or anyone. I don't know what the. We're in international waters. That means I can film people, right? Without their consent. I just feel like this is gonna be really important. Okay, I'm gonna leave you running. Okay, I'll be right back. Oh my fucking god, you guys! What is happening? What is wrong with your faces?
Tyler and I both got the same nosebleeds as Ariana got. The Klingon border is overrun with people. They just turned us away, but look at Tyler. He can barely talk.
My throat! It's covered in sores.
Sores?
Cameron, you have to help us. You're the only one who isn't walking around the ship covered in blood. This has to be a setup like that show that the Americans...
This could all be the Russians.
Haven't you seen what's out there? It's more like The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead?
Yeah. Just poke your head out. Everyone is walking around like zombies. Oh my god, Tyler, you're right. It is more like The Walking Dead. There's blood all over the decks. There's people passed out.
Okay. I'm gonna look.
Jim, I don't feel so.
Oh my god, Tyler! What the fuck? Oh my fucking god! What are those? Jim, get away!
Hi, Camp Fam. If you find this.
I think it's some kind of utility closet. I just don't know what else to do. I have to tell you what's happening. I don't know how I'm going to get off this ship. Tyler and Gemma came to my room. They had the same thing that Ariana had. The bleeding from the nose. But Tyler had like these sores in his throat. And oh my fucking god, I don't even know what it is. His head, his mouth. It's like it popped and all these fucking worms came out. All this like, it was like bug larva. Like bug larva just came out of his mouth. And it was just writhing around, coming out of his eyes. And it was like they ate through his eyes. And through his sinuses, and through his throat, and I don't know what happened. And then the camera, I just grabbed it, and then Gemma was running with me, but then her eyes, oh my fucking god, Gemma's eyes, they just fucking popped out. And now I'm here, and I don't know what's happening, and I can hear this buzzing outside, and I passed some people, and they were all passed out of the hallway, and all their fucking eyes were gone. Their eyes were fucking gone. They're all covered in these worms. These worms, I don't know what they are. They're all covered in these worms. I don't know what the fuck is going on. There's someone outside. There's someone outside the door.
Okay? Just get me off this
fucking boat.
Popular YouTuber and influencer Cameron Dupree's camera was found in a maintenance closet aboard the cruise ship, the Aedes. The ship had been missing for several months until found drifting in the Gulf of Mexico off the coast of Mississippi. When towed into dock, the ship was searched, but not a single crew member or passenger was found. There's no information on what happened to Cameron after the events of the tape, which continued to run for an additional hour after she left it behind. Authorities say there is no connection, but we believe it's important to note the sudden rise in mysterious illnesses and missing persons in Biloxi and the surrounding areas since the discovery of the ship. There has been no word from influencer cruise lines or the U.S. government on what is believed to be behind the sudden disappearance of 2,500 cruise ship passengers and staff. Thanks for listening to this podcast episode on the mystery of the Aedes. For more of the unexplained and spooky, remember to hit that little bell notification so you never miss out on a new episode. And as always, like and subscribe.
Thanks for listening. Thank you once again to Creepy for having me. You can find Scare You to Sleep wherever you get your podcasts. And you can follow the show on social media at Scare You to Sleep. Sweet dreams.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.